Governor Rick Snyder oversees as his top legislative priority tanks.
And now he's got to pick up the pieces. I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
So the state's economic developers have big dreams of landing big employers offering thousands of workers big paychecks.
So they hatched this idea of letting big businesses keep the state income taxes paid by their employees in exchange for creating jobs here in Michigan.
A lot of Democrats and Republicans, for that matter, said no way, decrying it as corporate welfare.
But the legislation passed through the state Senate.
Only to have it then stall in the state House, where it sat until last week.
And that's where this good Lansing drama plays out. The Republican House Speaker, Tom Leonard, he didn't like the legislation. But he told his Republican governor, as a courtesy, hey, if you can get the votes, I will allow a vote on this bill on the House floor. And after some negotiations, it looked like Snyder had the votes. But
unbeknownst to us, we believe deals may have been cut with the Democrats that were never discussed with us. We found this out late in the game.
Republican House Speaker Tom Leonard there. The votes, they were ready to go.
Until House Republicans found out Team Snyder had made a deal with unions, with Democrats, that to them was just unacceptable.
The Dems had apparently had agreed to support the bill. In exchange, Snyder would agree to not take up any bills that would have to do with labor relations or union bargaining rights.
Republicans not happy.
We believe that deals may have been cut, or that deals were cut, that would undermine Republican caucus priorities. And as such, we need to know what those deals were before we proceed with this legislation.
Now, normally, this would be a situation where a governor could step in and make some reassurances at a critical moment. But Governor Snyder was not in the Capitol.
He was in Paris.
At the International Paris Air Show, finalizing some business deals.
Certainly something that governors are allowed to do.
But the timing could not have been worse.
And this is not the first time that something like this has happened, that Snyder has been gone during make or break negotiations.
During a deal, for example, to expand Medicaid coverage under Obamacare in 2013.
Governor Snyder in Israel. Famously, he had to cut his trade trip there short.
Arriving back just in time to witness the Medicaid expansion deal collapse. Not in time to salvage it. That would come later.
So Snyder keeps scheduling these trade trips seemingly without regard to the legislative calendar.
His absence this time around was noted and lamented. The Snyder administration would like the topic of discussion to be the deals that he got done in Europe.
Instead, it's the deal he and his business class base couldn't pull off in Lansing.
Because there are some deals only a governor can pull off, but he's got to be there to do it.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.